their path. The stars offer no advice, no headlines, no blinking signs of urgency. Their language is older and subtler, expressed in rhythm and recurrence. Watching them, one begins to sense the calm that comes not from certainty, but from continuity, from the assurance that some patterns, at least, remain unbroken. The longer the gaze lingers, the more the noise of daily life begins to recede. This is not escape, but return. Among these celestial companions, Sirius reigns supreme. Piercing through even the polluted haze that drowns so many constellations, its brilliance endures with unwavering presence. It does not require technical knowledge to be noticed, nor specialized instruments to be appreciated. It simply appears, year after year, night after night, more luminous than any other fixed star in the heavens. In many traditions, it was seen as a guardian, a herald, a guide. Today, it serves another purpose. As the brightest point in a forgotten sky, Sirius invites remembrance, not only of itself, but of a world in which the stars were watched, named, and woven into the story of being. Sirius does not hide, even in the scattered glow of suburban skies, where most celestial patterns have faded into obscurity. It remains unmistakable, shimmering low in the winter sky, with a clarity that defies the dimming effects of artificial light. To locate it requires no telescopes, no maps, only a moment of patient looking. One need only trace the line of Orion's belt, that trio of stars long known even to children, and follow its downward tilt to the southeast. There, without fail, Sirius emerges, blue and white, flickering, alive. This simple act of finding a star has a power often underestimated. To step into the night and seek a point of light older than every monument on Earth is to participate in a ritual that spans millennia. There is something both intimate and expansive in it, a gesture so small and yet so vast in implication. No great effort is required, only the willingness to pause. And in that pause, as attention shifts from the immediate to the infinite, the weight of the day's concern subtly loosens its grip. In a world saturated with information, it is the absence of noise that becomes most profound. Across cultures, this quiet encounter with the sky has offered not only guidance, but solace. Shepherds, poets, navigators, and mystics alike turn to the heavens for answers, though not always of the same kind. Sometimes the stars explained where to go. Sometimes they asked one to stay still and listen. This common turning of the gaze fostered a deep, if unspoken, understanding that the universe is not arranged for human convenience, and that within this vast indifference lies a kind of grace. To look at Sirius, then, is not merely to admire a bright star. It is to engage in a form of remembrance, not of facts or figures, but of proportion. Beneath that brilliance lies the recognition of scale, that the earth is small, that life is brief, and that even in this brevity, meaning persists. Such perspective breeds humility, not in the sense of shame or inadequacy, but as a clear-eyed acceptance of one's place within a far greater whole. This humility, far from diminishing the spirit, restores it. It shifts ambition into curiosity, urgency into awe, and distraction into attention. The universe demands nothing, but still, it speaks. When the sky is allowed to enter the mind, a subtle transformation begins. Daily concerns, so often urgent and consuming, begin to shrink, not because they vanish, but because their edges soften beneath the weight of something larger. The scale of the cosmos does not mock the human world, it reframes it. Problems once magnified by repetition and proximity seem smaller when placed beside the distance between stars, the silence of deep space, or the arc of a planet's orbit. In the presence of such enormity, the quarrels and calculations of the day fade to their proper size, not out of disbelief,